Only positive critiques. Honest.
Various artists.
Freya Burnett is a Tamaki-based multidisciplinary artist whose work delves into the thematic exploration of magic and female ecstasy through her sculpture and immersive moving image installation practice. Her current exhibition, Essence, on at the Arts House Trust at Par Homestead, presented in association with Plomacy Gallery, showcases a memorizing textural landscape of the senses through projected imagery and a sonic soundscape created by Fergus Waveforms. Essence pulls viewers into its feminine vocabulary of imagery that shifts and morphs in space through each stage of the work's existence. Dewdropped botanical imagery slipping into mirrored jewels and refelting light like one and the same, blurring the lines between objects and pulling them into their own enchanting visual realm. Coming together in an ephemeral fugue, Fergus's constructed sonic soundscape pulls the work further into its own interior atmosphere, creating a space of layered visual languages that usher viewers into an alternative world that seeks for a conscious and passionate embrace of enchantment. Mayer caught up with artist Freya Burnett alongside accompanying sound artist Fergus Waveforms about the show.
My name is Freya. I am a recent graduate in 2024 from the master's program at Wycliffe. I make moving image and immersive installation sculpture based works.
Hello, I'm Fergus Waveforms. I am an electronic musician and DJ, and I work with Freya, who's my sister, to create soundscapes for her art.
Gorgeous. And I'd like to start this conversation by speaking to the kind of beginnings of your current show, Essence, on at the Arts House Trust at Par Homestead, which showcases a mesmerizing textual landscape of the senses through projected imagery and a sonic soundscape. How did this specific work gain its initial momentum? Did it come off the back of another project or find its footing with something new?
Oh, thank you. I really love that description. That's really nice.
Thanks.
Initially when I was completing my master's, so it's a two-year program, I was, for the first year, I was really obsessed with tinfoil and I was making a lot of these, like, kind of crazy tinfoil sculptures. And I was just, like, really interested in that material and, yeah, I wanted to sort of subvert and, like, reinvent that household material. And I then ended up feeling, like, quite suffocated by the, like, thingness of the sculptures towards the end of the year. So I'd been sort of interested in doing moving image for a while, and my supervisors in the course, everyone was sort of pushing me a little bit to do it. And so I was like, fine, I sort of did it to tick a box almost. Yeah. I was like, fine, everyone wants me to do. But then I was like, damn, this feels really nice. Like, it felt really nice when I did it. And I remember feeling like, it was a lot of, although loved doing the tinfoil sculptures, it was like a lot of struggle. Like, it felt like a big struggle a lot of the time. But with the moving image, I was like, oh, this, like, feels really light, and I felt, like, quite peaceful making them.
Oh, wow.
Which was nice. So I wasn't, I felt, like, quite free from doing that. And I know that every medium has its sort of, like, nichely, like, evil, terrible parts to it.
Yeah.
But for me, moving image, I was like, damn, that's, like, giving me a bit more than it was, like, taking from me. And I was, like, surprised. I was like, whoa, it's so fun.
Wonderful. Yeah, this moving image work is so beautifully transcendent, the way it shifts and morphs in space through each stage of its existence. Dewdrop botanical imagery seeping into mirrored jewels and reflecting light like one and the same, blurring the lines between objects and into its own enchanting visual language. Freya, do you want to speak a little bit to the use of imagery within your work? What is the significance of the specific imagery that you're pulling from and using within the work?
Wow, I love your description. It sounds like a song. So I pull a lot from, again, with the moving away from sculpture, I was like, damn, do I need to own all these things that I'm using? Because I initially was, like, getting things from the op shop and using things I owned and, like, going out to, like, get these things, collect them, bring them back, And like, I was like making these like sort of like nests, little, putting my glass things around me and like making these things.
Oh, cute.
But then I was like, damn, do I really need to even like have all these things? So then I started going out, and like a lot of the botanic imagery I got from, like, I shot a digital camera and went to like the Winter Gardens, which is like a really iconic, yeah, beautiful spot. And I was and using sort of just being quite like passionate about noticing things around me as I was like walking to work or out doing stuff on the weekends, and I'm like sort of collecting that imagery as I go. Some of the things you might notice in the exhibition, I was like taking photos of jewelry I have, or I took a photo of like a vase at my mum's house, and I'm excited for her to see the show because it's like, oh, is she gonna notice? So yeah, collecting imagery from sort of around me. And I wanted to create these like assemblages of things that I was really like drawn to, and had like, I was like, wanted other people to notice the sort of like magic that I saw in that object. So
yes,
I feel like a lot of it's is very textural and tactile. I notice that whenever people are describing the work, they're always like wiggling their fingers in the air.
Very nice. And you've already kind of talked about your move into moving image and projection, but I wanted to delve a bit more into it about like, what about moving image and projection as a medium and its like inherent materiality interests you and kind of offers to your visual language?
Yeah, I think like using a projector is, this sounds really silly, but using a projector is like, you can really transform a space and it feels like really spiritual. Like you're using, you like have this power, you're like working with the light and you can really manipulate that light, and
yeah,
you can change a space so quick, like you can edit a space live with a projection, which I found really cool. Like I'm like, you're transforming the space and it's like the projection's like, it's like a ghost and twirling and like whispering all over the space. I was like, that's really cool. So that's what really draws me to projection. And I love that you can just turn it off and it's gone. Like it vanishes. That is really special to me. And it makes it feel exciting because like you have to be there to see it and then it's gone.
I've also seen in some of your previous work as well, you've played quite a lot with like altering the projection through like projecting it through like a prism or stuff like that. It feels like you're playing with light as an object as well as just projecting images on the wall.
Like the projection has its own agency in itself and as a material. And I wanted to speak a little bit more to your making process, Freya, this kind of process between taking those photos and collecting those objects to that morphing, beautiful, moving image. What's that process kind of like?
Yeah, so I do work digitally for the most part, but I think what I'm finding quite interesting with my process at the moment is like, that does feel like one of the last steps. I draw a lot and I like notice shapes around me a lot, and also I'm trying to draw heaps, so like collecting maybe like little collage bits and I'll put it in a journal, and sort of using that to like maybe think of a composition of how I want to lay out these assemblages.
Yeah.
And then also I'll like, when I take the photos, I'll put them in like different folders of sort of what I'm thinking about putting them together. So I have like a sort of pinks and yeah, like different sort of.
Yeah. So it's still, it comes from that really physical sculptural place, which I find really interesting because I think someone maybe wouldn't quite notice like when you see a moving image. So yeah, that's really lovely how it's still got this really tactile quality to it in relationship to your body in the making process.
Yeah, I'll be like pouring all these, more so when I was doing the a work I did, it was called Brain Bath Through a Beautiful Brain and Sprites. I was like really playing with those liquids, and I had like all these glass dishes and like an overhead projector. So I was like, and I would make these, it sounds kind of crazy, but I would make like a collage, and then I'd scan it, and then I'd put it in Photoshop, change the colors, print it out again on a piece of OHP paper, and like put it behind the glass bowl and then be like pouring like Sprite into the bowl and then putting beads in the bowl and like swirling it around. Like, I was really like making a potion.
Yeah.
But you might not sort of be able to see that when you see the digital, but I was like really getting my hands dirty with it, even though it might not seem like that with the, but yeah, I do really love just, I use Photoshop and After Effects and Premiere Pro to sort of achieve the final look, I guess.
Wonderful. And accompanying this beautiful ephemeral imagery, Fergus constructed the soundscape to be played alongside your work, pulling the work further into this enchanted atmosphere. Fergus, do you want to speak a little bit more to the soundscape? How did you go about creating this beautifully layered sound work to accompany this piece?
Well, we've worked together on quite a number of years now, since your show at Demo was the Shiny Portal to the Shiny Labyrinth, and that one I played live, so I did a live accompaniment with synthesizers and loopers, and I use a bit of like percussion and water and stuff. So I'm kind of generally just sort of reacting to the visual world that Freya makes, and you know, because we're siblings, like we have, you know, a lot of shared references and stuff, so it's very easy and fun to work together. It feels like just, you know, playing, and I really enjoy that. So whenever I see the images, I can kind of picture pretty easily hear easily in my brain what it would sound like, and kind of usually I'm pretty on the mark. Sometimes I need to dial it back, but I think, you know, it's very easy to work with Freya. So this one in particular, I was looking at the works, and they made me think of like the idea of imaginary objects, so that there were these giant objects that were kind of floating in space, in like some kind of either a temple or a museum or something, that you might see in a dream or on some kind of mystical experience. And so I imagine that they were sort of just gently pulsating and floating there. They're kind of like felt quite solid, but also ethereal. And so in order to get that sort of sound, I tried a few different things, but it came down to actually using a recording of birds that I'd captured on my phone on a walk. In the park near my house, Te Awanga Creek. And then I put it into my Ableton Live software, reversed it, and put it through a whole lot of processing, so it sounds nothing like birds, but it sounds like this sort of crystallized sound, which I guess is kind of similar to what Freya's doing of alchemically altering these different pieces of material through different mediums to come up with this like crystalline result. So that's kind of how I got there. And then I think there was probably some samples of like water and water pouring and stuff, which again, just heavily processed. And so I wanted to make sure that this one felt, because it's a video work, that it felt very kind of sculptural. So it kind of, not a lot happens throughout the piece, but it keeps consistent, and it will accompany these imaginary objects as they float in space, and kind of, it feels very solid, even though as soon as the projectors and speakers are turned off, they're gone.
Yeah, these two elements come together in such a beautiful, seamless fugue. Together, you guys have created this very intentional, curated space of layered visual languages that bring viewers into this alternative realm adjacent to that of the wider gallery space, really leaning into the work's own interior by creating this parallel interior through the dim lighting and the white fur-covered bench. is building that curated space for the work to sit in and for the viewers to experience the work really important for you and the work itself and what it's trying to communicate?
Yeah, totally. When I'm thinking of the space, I want it to feel like this, like, all-encompassing, like, I wanted that one to really feel like a cocoon, and this, like, quite precious space, almost like maybe the inside of, I was thinking of, like, interior states and, like, inner worlds, I guess, and, like, how special and precious that can be, and I wanted the essence to sort of visually articulate, like, the precious nature of that sort of state.
I feel like this one, this essence work, it is supposed to be, it feels like a sanctuary or sanctuary. Or kind of a safe sort of sacred environment that you might experience in like a beautiful nature or in like a place of spiritual worship or something. So it's a place that when people go into the art gallery, they can kind of allow themselves to just be there and absorb the feeling. And I hope it gives people a kind of sense of wonder or peace or something that they can take away into their daily lives and maybe come back to it from time to time and think about it.
Yeah, it's such a beautiful, intimate pocket within quite the vast and quite grand gallery.
Yeah.
that it's when I went yesterday and I forgot how grand it was, like the whole everything. So it's really nice to have this. You're really transported through that little hall, and you're in that dim space, and you're really transported with the work and have that really nice moment with it. And Focus already kind of answered this, but what are your hopes for viewers as they engage with the work?
I think for me personally as an artist, it's so awesome getting people's reactions to the work. Our nieces and nephews went and they sent us a video of it and they're describing it and they're like, it's a banana kitty, it's a purple lolly. And I think it's exciting to see what it sparks in people's brains and what associations they make. And I hope, my main hope is that people feel passionate about noticing details in their own life and maybe like getting really excited about like a beautiful sparkling water or something. That's what I hope. I think the world around us can be really, really beautiful, and I want people to notice that. Steph from Plomacy put my name forward for this work. So this is presented in association with Plomacy, which is a really epic space in Ponsonby Central, and it's a dynamic experimental art gallery, and you should all totally go and check it out. It's so cool. Thanks, Plomacy. You guys are awesome.
Shout out, Steph.
That was Freya Burnett and accompanying artist Fergus Waveforms speaking to Maya about Essence, currently on at the Arts House Trust at Par Homestead, presented in association with Plomacy. The show is on until the 22nd of March.